Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden has declared March 9th the U.S. Hostage and Wrongful Detainee Day, vowing to do what he can to bring home Americans who his administration says are wrongfully held abroad. Representatives of some of them were at the State Department yesterday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The son of an American jailed in China for over 7 years and the daughter of a man missing in Syria. Those were among the speakers at the State Department, urging the U.S. government to do more to bring their loved ones home. Jonathan Dekel-Chen spoke about his son, who was taken hostage by Hamas on October 7th in Israel and is still being held in Gaza.
All we do know is that the conditions under which they're being held and the threats both from Hamas but also from an ongoing war are enormous.
The U.S. has been pushing for a 6-week ceasefire in Gaza and a deal that would see some Israeli hostages get out. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A ship loaded with desperately needed humanitarian aid for Gaza is expected to depart from Cyprus this weekend. The BBC's Wira Davis reports the mission's goal, backed by the European Union, is to open a maritime corridor that will be used for further deliveries.
On that barge would be around, we understand, 200 tons of aid. Problem is that when it gets to Gaza, there's no port in Gaza, there's a war going on, there's no obvious way to safely remove and then distribute all of that aid. And it's a real logistical nightmare. We've been asking questions but haven't really had any satisfactory answers. This is a test run this weekend. If it works, and it's a big if, I think, then that will become a regular route for aid from Cyprus towards Gaza.
The BBC's Wira Davis in Jerusalem. A day after the State of the Union address, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Catherine Davis Young reports on the vice president's nationwide reproductive freedoms tour.
Harris has been visiting battleground states since January to highlight local challenges to abortion rights. Abortion is legal up to 15 weeks in Arizona, but Harris pointed out the state's Supreme Court is currently weighing whether a near-total abortion ban dating to 1864 should go back into effect.
Look, these extremists, they're trying to take women back to the 1800s, but we're not going to let them.
Harris said abortion rights voter initiatives have been successful in several other states in the year and a half since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Reproductive rights groups in Arizona are gathering signatures in hopes of putting a measure on ballots to enshrine abortion access in the state constitution. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis Young in Phoenix.
This is NPR News in Washington. Senators voted overwhelmingly to approve 6 of the 12 regular appropriations bills through the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, this just hours before a midnight deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. The House approved the measure earlier this week. The package includes funding for agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture and Veterans Affairs, as well as money for transportation and housing programs. Stocks ended the week lower. The Nasdaq fell by more than 1%. As NPR's David Gura reports, the U.S. added 275,000 jobs in February, and that's more than economists had expected.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. Wage growth slowed in February, but the labor market continues to show signs of resilience. This is the last jobs report before Federal Reserve policymakers meet again in a couple weeks, and Wall Street does not expect they will cut interest rates then or at the following meeting in May. Investors paid close attention to comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who was on Capitol Hill on Wednesday and Thursday. He told lawmakers that he and his colleagues were not far from being confident enough in the progress they've seen to dial back interest rates. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Pentagon is out with a report that over close to a century, the U.S. has not seen evidence of aliens or extraterrestrial intelligence. The Defense Department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office says that having studied multiple reports, they have found no evidence of alien life. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.